Chapter 8, Income Stream 18. Partnerships. All right, Carrie, so we talked about affiliates, which is, you know, someone who likes your product and is able to share it with their audience. What's the difference between an affiliate and a partnership in this chapter? And how can we leverage a partnership?
Partnership is much more vested. For example, an affiliate, they just send out a link. You know, I'll send out a link to my list. I'll promote you and hopefully people click on your link. A partnership is really where you add value to them and they add value to you. It's almost like you focus on the partner. With affiliates, you're focusing on the client. You know, who can we get? And it's very transactional. But a partnership is a transformational relationship. And so we've created a very cool process called Infinite Partnership System. I actually found it out through a guy named Tyler, just because it worked so well. I saw this guy, Tyler, doing some amazing things, Tyler Wagner. And I said, what is this guy doing? How is he doing this? And so I started to study what he was doing, got to befriend him. And he basically said, here's what I'm doing. And he didn't call it the Infinite Partnership System back then, but I saw it and I said, dude, you got to take this to the next level. You know, I'm kind of the multiplier. He might be the simplifier. I don't know. But I said, this is amazing. We got to create this Infinite Partnership System, and that's where you can actually find it, infinitepartnershipsystem.com. And there's a free training there. But it's built around these seven steps, and I can tell you those seven.
Yeah, let's go through those.
Number one is identify the partners you can serve, not the clients you can get. So it's really about you saying, hey, not who's going to push my book, who's going to promote my services, who out there can I serve? And it's very different. I mean, that's so different than most people think. Most people are like, hey, man, how can people advance my cause? This is you saying, how can I help others? And there's a whole strategy and system. But number two is contact the right partners. Think quality, not quantity. You're not out there saying, you know, oh, I want 5,000 partners. No, no, no. I want five that are really good, that are really smart, that I can serve. And then you schedule in a way that makes you the buyer, not the seller. One of my mentors said it's easier to kiss when someone's leaning in. This type of infinite partnership system is to get other people to lean in where you're not selling them anything. You're actually being selective and you're the buyer. And then step four is we talk all about a strategy about retargeting them to create relational equity. You don't just talk to them once. This is a way to retarget. And then step five, you converse in a way that allows you to serve and not sell. So in other words, you're giving value first. You're not saying, hey, great to talk with you. Here's how you can help me. You actually converse in a way that says, hey, I see we probably serve the same clients. How can I help you? How can I bring more people to you? And all of a sudden that law of reciprocity kicks in and they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Thanks for helping me. And how can I help you now? And then you automate with the long game in mind, because this literally could mean that you could have, once you start applying the system, tens, hundreds, you could even move up to thousands. Tyler has thousands of partners and we're on track with him. And then seven is scale to work on your business, not in your business. So this is like next level thinking, Mike, where so many authors just think it's about me, or my business, or my book. You know, this is what Dan Miller and I have done. He's massively gotten behind my books. I've gotten behind his books. He pushes clients to me. I push clients to him. Dan Sullivan, I've done this with, strategic coach. Jill Young, just somebody in my inbox. Hey, Phil, you got to meet my friend Carrie. He helps. Let me read it exactly. Hi, Phil. As promised, please connect with Carrie, who can help you immensely in promoting your book. Why does Curtis do that. I'll tell you why. Because I treated the last guy he sent me like royalty. And Dave went back to Curtis and said, oh my gosh, Curtis, let me tell you about how Carrie's helping me. Boom, 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 boom. That makes Curtis feel good. In other words, folks, you make someone feel good when you connect them to the right person and the right person serves them. So you have to develop this reputation that everybody wins. You're not out there to make a buck. You create a game where everybody wins. Is this making sense, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a really next level we're talking about. Most of the streams of income up to this point, this can get you to a six-figure business if you follow these streams of income. But now we're talking, if this interests you, we're talking a seven-figure, eight-figure business. That level of business is really only accessed through leveraging partnerships.
Yeah, you got to get to the other 17 first. You know, you don't develop a partnership when you're like, hey, I got an audiobook.
Yeah.
You know, because your audiobook alone isn't going to just move enough. You want to be able to create some significant impact. And part of that is defining what success looks like. So when I do get on these partnership calls, I know what I'm going for. You know, it doesn't mean I have everything figured out, but I know it has to be significant. I love what Dan Sullivan says. He calls them the four freedom filters. He says a good partnership will give you freedom of time, freedom of purpose, freedom of money, and freedom of relationships. If it does not increase those four things, it's the wrong partnership. So I think that's fantastic. And then I want people to realize, like, you don't have to have this massive platform. I've had small platforms. I mean, Dan Miller was huge when I met him in 2014, 2015. I didn't have a big platform, but I gave him my platform. And I said, hey, man, come on my stage and share your stuff. And he was kind. And I've had people be very kind to me because I don't diminish the platform that I have. And then you gotta repay them, like, with your superpower. So just like I was sharing with Mark LaChance and his TikTok superpower, Jill's superpower is EOS, implementation. You know, your superpower, one of your superpowers is improv. Mm-hmm. You know, I know you have a lot of superpowers, but I would encourage people, like, get clear on your superpowers because that's a way you can repay them. I can pretty much go on Amazon and look at any big influencer and say, oh my gosh, their Amazon page stinks. It doesn't have the SEO right. It doesn't have the right ads. The categories are not correct, the keywords. I can pretty much go to any influencer and say, hey, I'd love to help you sell more books. What's it going to cost me? Nothing. What? What do you mean nothing? Yeah, listen, I love books and I love your message and you're not selling as much as you could. And all of a sudden they're like, let's talk.
Yeah, and these are influencers who have larger platforms than you do. It's able to reach up to bigger platforms. A lot of people reach up to bigger platforms, but not a lot of people give value up to bigger platforms. Yes. They reach so they can pull something back down for themselves. But through the power of partnerships, you can reach to platforms that you would not be able to access before just by leveraging your superpower and offering the value that you have. That's how you know what your superpower is. It's what value do you add the most to people that comes easily to you, comes naturally, and people find it very valuable because they don't have it themselves.
And I would encourage people, if they need help, like, to figure out what their superpower is, go through the Igniting Souls trilogy of books, Your Secret Name, Deeper Path, Day Job to Dream Job. But Mike, just in closing, I don't want anyone to feel like they need this massive superpower. There's a story about someone who gave a cherry Coke to Warren Buffett. Okay. Mm-hmm. A reporter wanted to meet with Warren Buffett for years. He said, no, 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 no. Finally, he gave her 5 minutes, and she was so excited. And she knew how to start the meeting. Warren Buffett walks in. She walks in. She pops open a Cherry Coke and she says, "Mr. Buffett, I know Cherry Coke is your favorite beverage. And I wanted to start our interview off the right way. I know we only have 5 minutes, but here's a Cherry Coke. And now we can begin." And he says, "Young lady, you just bought yourself 2 hours." So, wow. so even though Warren Buffett could buy Cherry Coke, the company, her superpower was kindness. Her superpower was...
And attention to detail.
Attention knowing, to detail.
Yeah. Researching, knowing, remembering, knowing what's important to people is highly valuable.
Yeah. And I share that story because listen, I was an author who had nothing for so many years. And if you just discourage yourself, you think you have no value. You do have value. So just show up, build up, and you'll find out what that is.
Well, we have discussed 18 streams of income that you can build around your book and opening up all sorts of possibilities and opportunities, expanding your impact, your influence, and income. We're going to bring it home now in the conclusion, which is coming up next.